On this Laetare Sunday, I welcome those who have come to Rome in order to be present at the recent consistory.
50,000 people filled a warm and sunny St. Peter's Square this Sunday, the fourth Sunday of Lent. As the cannon sounded midday from the Janiculum Hill, Pope Benedict XVI appeared at the window of his apartments in the Apostolic Palace and, greeting the crowds, spoke to them of last week's consistory, the first of his pontificate.
At the recent consistory, in which I had the joy of creating 15 new cardinals, I ask you to remember them in your prayers.
The Pope recalled that the red colour of the cardinals' vestments, the colour of blood, indicated the fidelity and readiness of cardinals to spread the gospel to the point of sacrificing one's life. The Pope said it was a providential coincidence that the day he conferred the red hat or biretta on 15 bishops and archbishops, March 24th, was also the day of prayer and fasting for missionary martyrs, who in the past year have fallen on the front line of evangelization and in the service of mankind in different parts of the world.
Il mio pensiero si rivolge a quelle comunità che vivono.
Pope Benedict said his thoughts and prayers turn especially to all those who live in countries where religious freedom is denied. Their witness, which we are informed of daily, and above all, the sacrifice of those who have lost their lives for the faith, he said, are edifying for us and urge us to an ever more sincere and complete commitment to the gospel. May they be encouraged to patiently persevere in witnessing Christ's love.
Nella pazienza e nella carità di Cristo. Fratelli e sorelle carissime della parrocchia di Dio Padre Misericordioso.
Earlier on Sunday in a church on the outskirts of Rome, Pope Benedict presided over Mass for the faithful of his diocese. The parish of God our Merciful Father is just one of the many his predecessor Pope John Paul II had worked to open as part of an ambitious plan to build churches in working class suburbs which are growing across the city. During his homily, the Holy Father read a message of love that the late Pope had intended to deliver the day after he died.
Il Papa aveva scritto così, cito, all'umanità.
Describing the text as a testament, Pope Benedict read, to humanity, which sometimes appears lost and dominated by the power of evil and selfishness and fear, the resurrected Lord offers the gift of his love that forgives, reconciles and opens the soul to hope. It is a love that changes hearts and brings peace.
È amore che converte i cuori e dona la pace.
Pope Benedict II added in his own words, in the divine plan it was written that he should leave us on the eve of when he was to have pronounced these very words. John Paul II died on the night of April 2, 2004, after days of intense suffering. In the week to come, the Vatican is preparing several events to commemorate the first anniversary of John Paul II's death, culminating in a prayer service expected to be attended by tens of thousands of people in St. Peter's Square on Sunday night.